you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, thank you for staying with us today. Thank you to Bethany Mandel and Greg Smalley and Byron York. And pray for our country. Pray for our nation. We are dealing with some pretty sinister and I would argue sick ideas that are making our country. We are diminishing the goodness and the greatness of America on a daily basis. And it seems as though no one that's in charge seems to care. And I know that the people care because I hear from too many of you. I see too much of what you say in the social media world, etc. I know that people care. Yesterday, AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar, probably the three most sympathetic pro-terrorist congressional representatives in Congress, commonly referred to as the Squad. They always take the side of the Islamic radicals. They never take the side of peace-loving Israel. And they found a way yesterday to try to weaken our greatest ally, which is Israel. And now it's causing problems for people like Chuck Schumer and others that have, even though they're Democrat, they've generally supported Israel in policymaking. So those pro-Israel Democrats are finding themselves in a bit of a pickle because the Squad tried to take a $1 billion from the Iron Dome missile defense system in the spending that that they're trying to put forward in the new budget. They threatened to oppose the bill outright. This is the spending bill that was needed to prevent a government shutdown. House Appropriations Committee Chair Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut introduced a standalone bill to provide the money for the system that has prevented countless casualties in Israel since 2011. I got to see it when I was over there for the first time. It's an amazing thing. And when the terror groups start bombing Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, the Iron Dome basically keeps them safe. It destroys the missiles mid-flight. It does an amazing thing. So we have to ask ourselves, why would these representatives in the United States Congress want to hurt the United States' best ally, literally putting their people at risk of Islamic radical slaughter? Can someone explain that to me? Oh, maybe they're not loyal to our ally, and maybe they're not loyal to the U.S. Maybe AOC, Rashida Tlaib, and Ilhan Omar are terrorist-loving, anti-American, America haters. Maybe that's their thing. For those of you that voted for him, can I ask you why? Especially those of you in New York City, where you know the terrorists will come first if they are encouraged hard enough. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time.